Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where the Republican leader of the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, has been hospitalized. Word of that came from a spokesman in late evening, but with very few details. Just that Senator McConnell was attending a private functions at a local hotel in Washington, and he tripped and fell. McConnell's 81. He took a serious spill about 3 years ago. He then suffered a shoulder fracture. In practical terms, it is little more than a suggestion that Congress will likely change big time, but President Biden today spells out his proposed federal spending priorities.
The White House says the president's budget will call for an increase in taxes on individuals making more than $400,000 a year to bolster the Medicare Trust Fund and reduce annual deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next 10 years. The proposals will be dead on arrival in the GOP-controlled House, but the way the White House sees it,
the American people support what we're doing, and there is a choice to be made.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the public in particular backs tax increases on the wealthy. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
About a month after that Ohio train derailment that still has residents of the East Palestine area much worried about air and water quality, the CEO of Norfolk Southern testifies today before a Senate committee. CBS News learns he will promise Congress his freight rail company is going to invest in more high-tech safety measures. Greg DeYoung is an associate professor of operations management at Southern Illinois University. He has doubts.
A lot of accidents that occur, and especially the worst ones, which involve passenger vehicles or pedestrians, those are happening at low speed, and all of these technological solutions aren't really going to help in that case.
It is a really old question. Can money buy happiness? Well, maybe, but these days it would take more than it used to. Correspondent Matt Piper.
New findings suggest that for most people, happiness does improve with higher earnings.
Money.
Earnings of up to $500,000 a year. That new number comes from a Nobel Prize-winning economist and fellow researchers. One of them did research on the topic back in 2010, and the study back then found money boosted happiness with $75,000 in annual earnings.
From Ukraine, word of another Russian missile barrage with at least five people reported killed.
Air raid warnings in 13 Ukrainian regions heralded yet another night of missile attack. Air defense systems were in operation before dawn in the capital, Kyiv. The governor of Kharkiv said a private residential building and critical infrastructure had been hit by about 15 strikes on the city and surrounding area.
Reporter Kat Wiener of the BBC. In Israel, protests intensify against a government plan to overhaul the independent judiciary. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cat's Meow.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. Today is International Women's Day. We've been talking about it. I'm going to go straight to Patty. Open the show by talking about how grateful not only am I to be here, but grateful to this community for its ability to crowdsource information, better ideas, better ways to think, better ways to communicate. And I think Patty might have some information for us that is directly responsive and useful to a previous caller. Patty, I hope I haven't overstated or misstated the case. You're from Alberta. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm actually from Detroit, Michigan. I was born in the United States. No, but I live in Alberta now. I immigrated to Canada because, I don't know. I moved here quite a while ago, but I worked from the time I was 13. I'm kind of responding to the lady whose husband has cancer.
Yep.
And was talking about collecting Social Security for both of them if he passed away. Well, I was a widow in the United States before I immigrated to Canada. And when I applied for Social Security, I had a really nice woman that worked with me from Detroit, Michigan, Social Security. I'm lucky because I was just applying on my own for the years that I had put in working from, I think I started when I was about 13, contributing to Social Security. And she told me that because I was a widow and I was the only wife of an American who had passed away, for me to apply for Social Security under survivor widow's benefits, which was like $800 more a month to my Social Security check every month. And if she hadn't told me about this, I wouldn't have known about it. So, I mean, that's an option for this lady to remember, you know, that she could increase her Social Security.
This is really helpful, Patty, because, I during the break, I looked it up a little bit myself, and I think that there is the possibility, and forgive my own ignorance on this, right? I have neither been a widow, nor have I received Social Security. But there's a place that I should get smarter about. And so I appreciate your help, and all of us can. I appreciate your help in getting us smarter on this. Go ahead.
If that woman hadn't told me that this was an option, I would never have applied for survivor widow's benefits under Social Security, and I would be getting a lot less money every month. And because I live in Canada, the exchange rate is like 35 cents on every dollar. Yeah. So even when I get my Social Security check, like last month, my increase was almost $600 just with the exchange.
Yeah.
And I want to also add one other thing about national health here in Canada. I mean, the best decision I ever made was moving here to Canada, because since I've moved here, I've had both my hips replaced for free. And in 2020, I thought I had bronchitis, and I was living off Buckley's cough syrup. And when I finally went to the emergency room, I was rushed to the hospital. I ended up with open heart surgery, triple bypass, and an aorta valve replaced, all free. Everything was free. Yeah. The ambulance ride, you know, where if I was in the United States, I'd be dead because there'd be no way I could afford any of that, yeah. You know?
No, Patty, I appreciate it. It reminds me, a dear friend of mine, really smart guy, married a French national. They moved to France so he could... And he went back to school getting a PhD in economics. I think I may have brought this up before. I'll probably bring it up again. And he's pulled him up from his own brilliant bootstraps, grew up homeless, now is a PhD in economics. But he contracted MS, and he's going to stay in France. And he's going to stay in France because he can get health care there. And his wife also has medical condition. And this is a guy who works every day. This isn't some grifter. This isn't somebody who's some layabout. This is somebody who he and his wife worked every day, contributed to the community every day, are two of the finest human beings I've ever met, right? I'd rank them above me and so many other people in just basic human compassion and capability and discipline and effort and just about anything we'd characterize as a virtue. And he's locked out of the country, right? Not because he's not allowed to come back, but because if he comes back, he's literally worried for his life. And I'm not trying to overstate the case. I'm merely trying to translate his truth, right, as he has communicated to me. So, Patty, I appreciate that. I do want to get back to the thing that you said also, that my quick research, and forgive the quick research, that does say does talk about the surviving spouse benefit. That there is a deceased worker's benefit according to the Social Security Administration website. The percentage varies based on, or sort of escalates based on, the age of the surviving spouse. And through full retirement age. So please, I think it was Jessica, forgive me, sometimes I misremember the names. I think it was you, Jessica, that called about that issue, that please do check out the survivor's benefit amount and look up the Social Security Administration website, because I think there might be something. And maybe you can find somebody who is as helpful as Patty's Social Security worker was to her. All right, let's keep it going. Let's go to Don from Portland. Thanks, Don, for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll try to get this out within 30 seconds or close to it. I just want to make it, I'm a man and I have average common sense, and I realize that all human beings on this planet come out of a woman's body. She spends a lot of years feeding and raising them. And I want to just say that they founded civilization originally when the first townships realized that babies live longer, when they formed townships and had cities. And on that basis alone, I feel that women now, and a long time ago it should have been that way, but into the future, to help save our culture and civilization, we need women's wisdom in at least 50% of the power government positions in every country on this planet. That's all I have to say. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and move along on this, David. And welcome back. We need you to come and visit with us on the Tom Hartman Show periodically. And you're both geniuses to the population of humans yourselves. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's so kind. I appreciate it. And I will say... And maybe it's just a plug for Sortition, but one of the reasons I like, right, one of the reasons I like juries, one of the reasons I like citizen juries, not only for criminal and civil cases, but also for democracy, also for trying to resolve questions rather than just resolving everything by elections, but doing it in some version, but not as sexist and racist as the ancient Greeks, but nonetheless borrowing a page from their book, is if you impanel a citizen jury, you can very easily make sure it's actually representative, and that includes representative based on gender and race and economics, even political persuasion, and make sure that we get human answers, not merely marketing-driven answers, not only policy proposals that were hatched in a lab to gain power rather than, even more so than solving problems. So appreciate the call. Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, maybe it's Sandra, but from Omaha. Thanks for calling.
Hi, it's Sandra. I wanted to make a comment about our beloved Fed Chief Jerome Powell, but before I do, because the lady regarding Social Security, she needs to try to look up the local Social Security office in her area,
yep.
And if it's too far away, call them, because every spouse has the right to survivor benefits,
yep.
Even if you've divorced them. You
yep.
have a right to survivor benefits.
Yep.
If you're divorced, you have to have been married to them for at least 10 years. I was, and when my former spouse passed away,
yep.
I was very surprised because the benefits are based on his income, not
yep.
hers.
Yep.
And usually men make more over their lifetime.
Yeah, I should have known that.
Look into that very seriously.
Yeah, thank you, Sandy. I should have known that from jump, and so glad we had callers that could correct us both. Because I think that information, right? I think, shout out to Rick Scott, who was trying to eviscerate Social Security. I think that information might help her save her house. And I think the other call might help her save her house. We're going to break. Stick with us for a moment. We'll be back.
Okay.
Calling numbers 202-808-9925. This is Tom Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is International Women's Day. This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff, 202-808-9925.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
And we're back. Wanted to give a shout out to Sandra, who pointed out that Fed Chair Powell saying he wanted to increase interest rates even more to impact the economy because inflation hasn't yet been reduced in as much as he would like. And her point was, yeah, but the people, you know, it's not people going and buying milk and eggs that are the people who are raising prices, right? It is owners who are raising prices. And so what about windfall profits tax? What about something that actually goes something closer to the heart of the problem and doesn't merely just spread pain so that the concentrated capital doesn't have to lose some of its value? Because to be clear, inflation impacts everybody. You know what particularly impacts? It does particularly impact people who have a lot of cash asset, and the value of that cash asset, is then reduced when the value of cash is reduced. So inflation is a real thing, but don't think that, you know, the poor schmo who's buying some eggs at the grocery store is the person who caused that stuff, right? And it's also not the policymaker who's trying to make it easier for the person who's buying stuff at the grocery store. All right. I'm going to go to the other Sandra, because we had two Sandras. And I think if you have two Sandras, you have to take them back to back. I think it's a radio rule. I didn't make that rule, but I just am here. I'm following it. Sandra number two or number one. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, super. So I have been a beneficiary of Social Security because I was a widow at 23 with one and one on the way.
Yeah.
And so I am very grateful for Social Security to have helped me through some of those challenges. However, every time I worked and I barely went over, I was punished and had to pay back Social Security, which caused me all kinds of financial distress. I mean, it's really difficult to try and manage that when you're young and working and all kinds of things. But that's really not my point today. My point today is that we're talking a lot about widow's benefits and things like that. And really, the problem is greater than that. And we need to think a little bit more broadly. And that is that all people should be able to benefit a living wage via Social Security as we get older or disabled, where we don't have to fudge the system. It's absolutely ridiculous that other countries that don't have as great of a per capita income can manage to do that. I mean, even India. And we can't do it here in the United States.
Yeah, we should be able to do it. And depending on the definition of we could do it. But finding the political will, make sure the levers of power aren't completely controlled by the people for whom that wouldn't be a particular priority. That is, well, maybe that's why this court sits. Thanks so much. I want to go straight to Mark from, I think, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call. And to echo the first caller, I believe, that Social Security is a earned benefit, pure and simple. It is an earned benefit. We paid into it, and our fellow citizens have paid into it. And for the Republicans who are preaching against Social Security, such as Rick Scott and Ron Johnson, and none of the Republican Party seems to be condemning their attacks on Social Security. They're the enemies of the people in that particular case, because they want to rob. Our earned benefit that we've paid in for. And their canard of throwing out there, the debt ceiling. Under Article 14, Section 4 of the Constitution, the debt of the United States, the validity of that debt shall not be questioned, period. That's pure and simple in the Constitution, and the Democrats should be using that as a cudgel these Republicans. I mean, they just need, you know, they just
give it to us again. So people should write this down. People should write this down and make sure, because one of the things this show can do, back to the sort of purpose, is we can help our communicators be smarter, right? We can help our elected officials be smarter. So give that one. That's a really good one. Say that one again.
Article 14, Section 4 of the Constitution, the validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, and then there's other verbiage in there that is, but it's the validity of that debt shall not be questioned, period. I mean, that people have to read that for themselves. I mean, of course, the Republicans merely rejected Article 14, Section 3, where they're ones that committed treason against the United States, and the insurrection are still in Congress, haven't yet been jailed. I mean, is another burr under my blanket, but I mean that.
So the public debt clause. The public debt clause is Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. The validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, including in debts incurred by payment of pensions and bounties, et cetera, shall not be questioned. It's a good line for all these people who thump the Constitution as if it were the Bible, as if they understood the New Testament, they are selective readers, and they are selective applicants of its principles, and they are selective to accomplish their purpose. And make no mistake, the fight over the debt ceiling is so that they can stop government services, so they can hurt Social Security benefits, hurt widows and orphans. Like, that really is the dynamic. It isn't because they have some grand plan, some wonderful thing they want to do. They want to shut down government services so they can hurt benefits, including earned benefits, for people who need them and who deserve them and who earned them. That's the dynamic. It is that plain. And to hammer again at the Fed chair, it is a big deal to me. It is a big deal to me. Forgive me for going back a subject. It is a big deal to me that too many Fed chairs seem to be to listen more to financial oligarchs than to regular people, right? That what happened to Jimmy Carter when they jacked up interest rates and hurt his popularity feels to me like what Powell's trying to do to Biden, and it's not, it shouldn't be left to Biden to try to hammer on the Fed chair, because somebody who believes in institutions will want to preserve an independent Fed. There's reasons for an independent Fed, but that does mean that citizens should be aware. Mark, I changed the subject. I need a last word, because you gave a brilliant one on the public debt remark. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Well, you brought up Ayn Rand, and people should check out what Ayn Rand thought about society. And she was an enemy of democracy because she didn't believe in democracy or society in general. She didn't seem to think society existed. We were just a collection of individuals scrambling for survival of the fittest. So.
Yep. Mark, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. This is your program. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. That's 800-256-1842.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-258-5617. 800-258-5617.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell took a fall at a Washington hotel last night. A spokesman says he is hospitalized as a result. President Biden is going to release his proposed budget in Philadelphia today. The operative word there is proposed.
He has been saying for the last several months, show us, Republicans, how exactly you'd like to spend the federal government's money. They have not done that, and he will continue to point that out, saying, well, if you got a problem with what I'm proposing, show us what you would do.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe. The CEO of Norfolk Southern is expected to promise Congress his railroad will put in new high-tech safety measures following derailments, including that recent one in East Palestine, Ohio.
It shows that this has really served as a wake-up call, if nothing else, or certainly has put them on notice that they need to make some changes to the way that they're running their railroads.
Greg DeYoung is an associate professor of operations management at Southern Illinois University. Ukraine reports at least five people killed in a massive Russian missile barrage. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without using a leash. Most of the time, you'll probably be fine. But what if one day your dog runs away or gets dog-napped? It's better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Put your internet on a leash. I just said that. Every time you connect to the same network, to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't do it. It'd take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV. And it is so easy to use. Just fire up the app, click one button to get protected. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. Once again, expressvpn.com/Tom. I appreciate you. We're back here on the Tom Hartman program. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking to National Women's Day. We've been talking about your language. Shout out to earned benefit. People can say entitlements if they want to. Earned benefits, even better. As we know it, and thank you to shout out to Judith for that helpful turn of phrase. We've also been talking about benefits generally, including Social Security benefits, including survivor's benefits, including the debt ceiling. We've been talking about the debt and who's actually willing to do something about it. Joe Biden going to come out and talk about debt reduction. By the way, if you're going to do real debt reduction and not just to the expense of widows and orphans, you're going to do it by also rolling back tax cuts on the wealthiest of the wealthiest of the wealthiest. And that'll be a topic, I am sure, this week. Also talking about Fed Chairman Powell boosting up interest rates to try to slow down the economy, to try to impact inflation, and talking about how we make sure we have a more compassionate society, very much specifically including more compassionate society for women on International Women's Day. And thank you so much, people, for calling. Let's go to David from North Miami Beach, Florida, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, David. David, you there? Not hearing David. We're going to go. Let's go to Edward from Sierra Madre. Can you hear me, Edward? Edward, you there? All right. Let's say something about an economic plan for the coming presidential race, because having a joint sort of economic argument is critical. Be interested in your thoughts and calls about what should Congress be saying about inflation. If we can't get done a windfall profits tax, right? If you can't get 50 Democrats on that, can't get Joe Manchin on that. If you can't get, which would be one move, right? What are the moves? What should we be doing? Some of it is, if you have such large, if you have such vast profits, and such vast incentives to get them, and no meaningful sharing, then it perverts those incentives. Let's try again. Let's go to David at North Miami Beach. Let's give it a shot. David, can you hear me?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, David.
I am the I am the media specialist Tom was looking for the other day.
Oh, great. Yes, sir.
But I have to make a boring correction. Jimmy Carter and Paul Volcker were on the same page raising rates, forgetting they're up against stagflation. And, of course, Reagan wound up getting the credit when the inflation vanished.
What impact do you think that those interest rates had on Jimmy Carter's reelection?
It was bad, but he says, public radio records this, he says it was worth the gamble.
Yeah.
To raise the rates,
get rid of inflation. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, of course, in the process, he blew up the usury laws.
Yeah.
Because then you had credit cards that couldn't keep up under the law. And
yeah.
So the Supreme said, oh, forget about it. On the subject of unpaid housework, I hope everyone watches the All in the Family episode.
Well, hold on, before you switch topics. Hold on, David, before you switch topics. I'm going to only half switch a topic on you. What is your impression of the increase in gas prices under the Carter administration?
That wasn't their fault. That was still the aftermath of the Arab boycott of OPEC. Obviously, that hurt.
Yeah,
and that's why Jimmy Carter, bless him, but his World War II mentality, Paul Volcker, not much better. You know, they thought they were fighting a traditional inflation, which frankly rarely exists.
Yep.
They didn't have Stephanie Kelter over the shoulder saying, no, that's not the problem. It's still an oil problem. Stop it.
Yep.
So, but what do I know? I'm just a historian.
No, David, it's really valuable. Using your lens of history, what's your feeling now about the interest rates increase and how likely that is to deal with the inflation problem as it is now?
It's the same trap. He's fighting last year's war. It was like when we sent soldiers into the Kuwaiti desert with swamp boots. It's a mismatch.
Yeah.
But
any wisdom, and this might go beyond history, any wisdom on what would be a smarter move?
He doesn't know anything smarter. As Tom points out, he's not an economist, he's a banker. So smarter isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
To answer your previous caller, and the show All in the Family, there's an episode, Edith versus the Bank, which outlines the value of housewives, back when we had such a thing, how they were going. That joke has been sort of updated, but if you watch it, that's great. But what I really called, I hope that to fight back against this January 6th misinformation, thank you, Tucker Carlson, that we can popularize the documentary Pelosi in the House to show this is what happens when you have an idiot murderer in the White House and you have more or less competent Democrats and the occasional competent Republicans trying to fix things.
Yeah.
We would have to send a postcard to every inactive voter who didn't show in 2020 because the Democrats will be wasted, the Republicans will just toss it. But target the inactive voters, instead of where they ain't, you know, provide a QR code, you know, watch this movie free.
Pelosi in the House. Thanks for the plug, David.
Violent.
Thanks for the plug, and also thanks for the look back. That's helpful, so we don't merely, at least if we repeat history, that we're mildly ready for it. And also thanks for bringing up the January 6th thing, because that ought to be on the docket for today. That ought to be a topic that we know what's going on, right? That part of the deal, as we understand it, for McCarthy to become Speaker was that the House Republicans would turn over the Capitol footage to Tucker Carlson. I can't. It's hard for me to keep a straight face. Like really, not make publicly available, not turn over to a blue ribbon commission, not turn over to some sort of bipartisan analyst to make sure we're getting the straight skinny and the real truth and we're avoiding propaganda, but to give it to a hand-picked propagandist. right? That was part of a deal to control the People's Chamber. That happened in the United States of America. All right, so that's absurd. That very thing, that just that should be enough for people to say, yeah, okay, well, these people shouldn't be in charge. That's not what you do, right? Except, but if you're in on the propaganda joke, right? If that's what you think, if you think your whole role is not to solve problems and run the country and try to do a good job, make people's lives better, protect people, need protection, and make it a more perfect union, but you think the role of the government is just to try to wield power to continue to put the wool over people's eyes and boost your propaganda machine, throw people off the voter rolls so you can throw widows and orphans off Social Security, if you think that, well, maybe you root for it. But I don't think that's 60% of the country. Okay, so they give it to Tucker Carlson. What does Tucker Carlson do? Well, he does what we know he would do, which is he selectively edits the thing and says, oh, it's not as bad as you think. And it reminded me very much of somebody who would take, like, bank footage after a bank robbery and, like, took the footage of across the street and say, look what was happening. There was no bank robbery across the street. These people are overstating the case. Or, like, captured some footage of one of the accomplices who was, like, tying his shoe. Look, these people weren't robbing a bank. They were just tying their shoes. Well, that wasn't the point, bro. It's not like there's security footage gathered all the time. Most of it is just tumbleweeds, right? Most of it's nothing going on. You don't capture the security footage so you could look at, hey, most of the time, nothing horrible is happening. You get the security footage for the horrible things that do happen. For the person who actually is robbing the bank. Not for the time your Amazon packages aren't swiped off here. Here, we have our Ring camera. It's looking at all. There is no Amazon packages stole off the patio. 23 hours and 58 minutes, there were nothing stolen off the patio. What about the 2 minutes, bro? That's why you have. Come on, man. You know better than this. I don't know if you went to journalism school. I didn't. But you're just pretending it didn't exist.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman's program, Holy Mackerel, 202-808-9925.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back, the Tom Hartmann program. Let's go straight to Margot. Is it Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, Margo?
Yes.
All right. You're on the air.
Well, I'm loving this program. I try not to watch too much. I'm losing my voice. But when I watch too much, I find myself at 77, jumping up and down the middle of my living room and screaming. You were talking about Social Security and what the Republicans are doing to this country.
Yeah.
Now, we are paid into Social Security. Thank God I've got the Medicare I have. Sounds like I'm going to need it, too. But
well, maybe you'll jump up and down enough times, it'll be healthy. Just don't slip. Just be careful. But anyway, keep going, Margo.
We pay their wages.
Yeah.
What are they doing, especially the Republicans, for we the people? They've taken care of themselves real well. And I've watched Charlottesville, I've watched the insurrection and the traitors attack our Capitol. I've about had it. And people better wake up or we're going to have no freedoms left, and it'll only be the elite that get the cream. And I'm sick of it. And I hope people wake up when it comes time to vote, because... And I've had at least three friends say, "Oh, I can't watch the news anymore." You better watch the news, because obviously some of the people are reading books that they want to ban. You know, I mean, where are we going?
We're going into
a banana republic.
Yeah, no, you said something. You said we pay their wages. It's true. But, you know, to cite Bullworth, we don't pay for their campaigns. And the part of the challenge is that the people who do pay for their campaigns too often get what they pay for. And it's one of the reasons why we've got to fight for a meaningful system of campaign finance. Is why we need, and here's a tangible thing we can do in local communities. We could get past, because there's so many cities that are run by fluffy-hearted members of the city council, that people who care about stuff and care about democracy, et cetera, we could get past publicly financed elections in cities all across America. And that could help subsidize underrepresented voices. That could help make sure that you didn't just have generational privilege governing the country. That could give people who didn't have all the chances more chances, make sure that that people who are truly representative had a chance to represent. And then we'd be paying their salary. Not only paying their salary, we'd be paying what they really care about, which is their chance to get reelected, right? So that's the thing I'd add. Margaret, right. Any last word?
Too much money in politics. It's not about money. It's about serving our country, like the heroes that died in all the wars we've had.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Margo. I do want to pick up on that. As I pause for a moment, I do want to pick up on that, the too much money in politics. It's... if it was just slightly, so of course, but I also want to quibble. I also want to turn it slightly to its side. That if it is money dominates politics too much, absolutely, 7 days a week, twice on Sunday. But if we think about too much money in politics, there are economists who would say, no, maybe not enough, and I'll explain what I mean. I think it was Freakonomics came out and said, listen, actually, it's very often the political contribution for the person looking for a no-bid contract, et cetera, is like the most rational expenditure there is. There's not enough money in politics if what you care about is buying outcomes. But here's another way to think about it. I'll borrow this from my dad. He said, think about selling, he used Coca-Cola. I'm not trying to promote a particular product, but I guess I just said their name. So think how much Coca-Cola spends to get you to drink their product. Something you can buy any day of the week, any day of the year, pretty much any hour of the day, and it gives you a sweet taste on your lips. And think about what Coca-Cola spends on marketing. Now imagine what we might need to spend to get somebody to do something on a very particular day, in a very particular way, in a very particular place, and something that actually requires, you know, some information, and it doesn't give you as immediate sweet taste on your lips. That democracy requires resource. That could be volunteer resource. That could be attention resource. It could be financial resource. So for me, the money in politics question isn't merely a more or less question. Yeah, we got to bend the cost curve of campaigns. We got to lower the cost of campaigns. Otherwise, I mean, it's an arms race that's unsustainable. But that doesn't mean don't play. And it also, it's more of a question for me, not just more or less, but from where? And is it from people who already have their award? Is it from people who are trying to manipulate the democracy for their own financial benefit, who are already fully benefiting? Or is it a little closer to a cross-section of humanity, not excluding the richest of the rich, also not excluding the poorest of the poor, and certainly not excluding most of the people in the middle? A middle, if you're talking particularly about the third quintile of American politics, that's getting squeezed so much over the last 50 years, pretty much ever since 1980, if you want to pick a year. All right, let's keep going with your calls because they have been brilliant. Let's go to Jim from Lone Tree, Colorado. Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, my wife works in Social Security, and it's already factored in that people that paid in less get more.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, you're never going to make everybody happy.
Sure.
But, I would warn people.
You don't want to cut the benefit, though, right?
No, yeah. No. They should have been paying the inflation. We'd all be getting twice as much.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even a joke.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call, and it's a good point. All right, we're going to go to break. Really appreciate everybody. We're going to be back. We got Karen. We got Dean. We got Mark. You guys make this show. I just, you know, sit in a little bit. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed one in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.